3-1 pitch, swing and a drive. Deep to right field, way up there, way out of here. Goodbye, baseball.
Eight strikeouts for the King tonight and make it 23 consecutive scoreless innings for Felix.
Strike three called on the outside corner, and there it is.
It's time for the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Kyle Seager, that just happened. Thank you very much.
Now, here's your host, Gary Hill.
Hey, thanks for coming back. Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. Gary Hill here. Wow, this is a monster edition of the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. What a wild, crazy weekend in Oakland. We have a ton to talk about. Everything that went down over the weekend, we'll get to all of that. It's Monday, the first Monday of the regular season. You know what that means? Charlie Furbush and Bullpen Banter is back. It's been a while. I think you'll like it. It's a good one. Taiwan Walker is his guest. So that's coming up. The first week that was will be played in this podcast, and I think you'll enjoy this one. So that comes up later in the podcast as well. There was a tremendous defensive play over the weekend that helped the Mariners win a ball game. Shannon Dreher has a great feature on what happened in that play. Really got some great insight on it. We'll get to more about it as we move through the podcast, but for those of you that saw that relay over the weekend, it was something special, something to behold. So that comes up as well. And we're going to go through the weekend. Some monster highlights, some major highlights, great stuff that went on over the weekend. So we'll get to all of that. A couple of things to take care of first. First, thanks to all of you that reached out over the weekend. Great interactions all weekend long. I appreciate it. Really good stuff. So anytime at Gary Hill Jr. or email GaryHillPXP@gmail.com. Appreciate that. A couple of things. One, thanks to all of you that have rated the podcast on iTunes. Appreciate that. Keep that coming if you would. And in the spirit of improving the podcast, let me know if there's a place that I need to put it, if there's another service that would be easier for you to grab. I know it's right there on the website, Mariners.com, and it's also on iTunes. But if there's another place or places to put it, let me know. Email GaryHillPXP@gmail.com or Twitter at Gary Hill Jr. Yeah, message me anytime. The other question I have for you, if you are a musician, I use music all the time for everything I do. I'd love to stay local and give you credit, of course, if you're into music, instrumental, lyrics, you know, whatever you do, rock, piano, it doesn't matter. I love different kinds of music. I use all different kinds and would love to use local, stay local, and of course would give you credit. So contact me if you're into that as well. So with that being done, let's get into the weekend because it was something. A wild weekend in Oakland, and it started on Friday. Ugly start. A's win 12-0 on Friday. Mariners managed just three hits against Pomerantz, who was dealing seven innings of two-hit ball, shutting out the M's. Taiwan Walker, the much-anticipated start, struggled 3 1/3, 9 earned runs in that ball game. So the Mariners lose game one of the series 12-0. Not the start you wanted, especially when the next day you're staring at Sonny Gray, the ace of the staff. And, you know, something we talked about on the pregame show that day, talking about the best pitchers in the American League. And to me, if you rate the best pitchers in the American League, you have the Felix tier, which is above all others, and then the elite tier right underneath. And it's changed quite a bit in the American League when you think about, you know, a guy like Verlander taking a step back, kind of an exodus to the NL with Lester and Shields and Scherzer, and then, of course, the injury to Darvish. So it's changed a little bit about who you're talking. Some familiar names, of course, David Price, Kluber's there, the Cy Young Award winner from a year ago, but I think Sonny Gray is there as well. Really good. So the Mariners lose game one of the series, and they're staring at Sonny Gray in game two. And Sonny Gray was excellent in the ball game, but they got a great start from Jay Happ in the contest.
The wind, the pitch, swinging a ground ball, hopping two bounces out to Brad Miller, puts a glove on it, overhand toss to first base. Zobrist is retired 6-3, and Jay Happ has pushed cruise control. Now for the last four-plus innings, he has retired the last 13 Oakland A's hitters in order.
And that set the tone. He was good right away. He ends up going 6 1/3, 7 hits, 2 runs, no walks, and a strikeout. Those runs came at the end of his start in the seventh inning. That's when Oakland broke through to take the lead back 2-1. At that point, the Mariners had the lead 1-0 thanks to Dustin Ackley, who had a really nice weekend as he took Sonny Gray deep.
Gray deals. Ackley swings, stings it deep right field. Ross has to go back to the track. He looks up, and this ball is over the fence for a home run. Dustin Ackley's second home run of the season, and the Mariners are leading now for the first time since opening day. It's 1-0 Mariners here at the top of the third inning.
So 1-0 at that point, but Oakland pushes 2 across in the seventh inning. But again, Jay Happ was outstanding. He went toe-to-toe with Sonny Gray in that one. And here was Jay Happ after the ballgame talking about a little bit about his outing, but more about the team and getting the win.
Felt like we were mixing up pretty good, trying to pitch, and we were on the same page, and trying to get ahead. That was huge. You know, it was just fun to see guys kind of battling all day and then hanging in there. We made some great plays with the relay and then a couple of clutch base hits. So we hung in there long enough, so it was good.
And one of the big clutch hits came in the eighth inning. Mariners at that point trailing. Oakland had just scored a couple. 2 outs in the inning, 2 on for Nelson Cruz, stepping to the plate, and he absolutely pulverized a baseball.
And the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a well-hit ball deep to left field. Going. Goodbye, baseball. Way out of here. Nelson Cruz with his first home run in the Mariner uniform, giving the Mariners a 4-2 lead in the ball game here in the top of the eighth inning. Holy smokes, a 3-run drive, and this one was way out of here to straightaway left field. 3 runs are in with 2 outs, and it's now the Mariners 4, the Athletics 2, and Nelson Cruz, you picked a great spot for your first Mariner home run. Wow.
He absolutely crushed that ball. 3-run blast, gave the Mariners a lead at the time. And are you ready for a new drop? This is a brand new one. Are you ready?
This is my boomstick.
Credit to Noah DuPont at Noah's a Dork for sending me that one. Appreciate it. And if you're a new listener, I love drops, so send them my way. I accept them gratefully. You'll get credit. I appreciate it. But that one's going to be a well-played one, I think. As Nelson Cruz goes yard in a big, big way, the Mariners have a lead at that point. It's interesting what set it up, too, and give the coaching staff a lot of credit because there was a replay, a challenge in that inning that ended up making a huge, huge difference.
And wait a second. Hey, the Mariners are going to get a break right here. The Mariners are going to win this challenge. Austin Jackson has just been called safe at second base, and Lloyd McGlendon has won the challenge.
They challenged the play. It was really fascinating how it turned out. Jackson originally called out at second on a forced play, but the throw was a little off. And in that case now, the neighborhood play, meaning if the second baseman or shortstop is just in the area of the bag generally, can make the throw to first base. If the throw is there, they can just kind of be in the area. It's the force out. They get out of the way so they don't get hurt, throw it to first base, and that's the play. But when it comes to instant replay now, if the throw's a little bit off, they will not get credit. The fielders will not get credit for a poor throw. And the throw is just enough off that they challenged it. And it did, never touched second base. And so they get the advantage having 2 runners on, and Nelson Cruz goes deep. A huge, huge play in the ball game and a great challenge by the Mariners coaching staff. And it ended up being massive. So a 3-run home run there. But Oakland, they score 2 in the bottom of the eighth. So this thing is tied in the ninth and in the tenth, although it was – almost won in the 10th inning. And just an incredible play by the Mariners' defense in the 10th inning that made a huge, huge difference.
Olson deals, swinging a high fly ball, tailing towards the gap in left center field. Austin Jackson on the move, can't get to it, it's off the wall. Here comes Obrist, he's into third, he's getting waved home. Miller's throw to the plate, and the tag applied, and they got him! Obrist is out at home!
An incredible play. I mean, a perfect relay. We're going to hear more about it in a few minutes from Shannon Dreher, but everything about it was amazing. You had Austin Jackson with the perfect bare hand off the wall. He couldn't have played it better. Turns around, fires it to Brad Miller, who, it was a low. He fielded it off the grass, spun around as quick as can be, and rocketed a throw home. And then Zunino, it's a great play from Zunino because it kind of skips up high, and he catches it at chest level and turns as he's making the play, blocking the plate at the same time, and then sweeping the tag down to make the play. Not a second to spare. A perfect relay, and it saved the ball game. So well executed. Otherwise, the Mariners lose. Instead, the out at home, they get out of the inning, and that set up heroics. Miller, who made the defensive play, was part of that big defensive play. He came up huge on offense.
And the left-handers look back, and the 1-0 pitch to Miller, swinging a line drive, base hit down the left field line. Here comes Morrison, rounding third, he'll score. The ball all the way to the wall. Miller into second base with an RBI double, and the Mariners regain the lead. Here in the top of the 11th inning, what an afternoon for Brad Miller. The great throw in the bottom of the 10th and a go-ahead double in the top of the 11th inning.
Huge hit by Miller, going the other way too, which you gotta love. It was a great piece of hitting. And then Fernando Rodney comes on in the 9th and he closes it down. The arrow is shot. He throws, 11 pitches, 8 strikes. 1-2-3, including a strikeout, nailed down his second save. And pretty cool. Tyler Olson, who pitched an inning, gave up a couple of hits. He gained his first major league win with that inning pitch in extra innings. What a week. I mean, he makes his major league debut. He gains his first major league win. Doesn't get much better than that for the Mariners' left-handed rookie out of the pen. Well, that relay was amazing. If you haven't seen it, Mariners.com, look at the videos. Also, some good GIFs out there. Colin O'Keefe tweeted out a couple. And I love the one. I just keep watching it over and over and over. It's a close-up of Zunino as, he's making the catch and spinning around and blocking the plate. It's an amazing thing to see. And picture doing it with a catcher's mitt. That's the toughest part of the whole deal. Not a big margin for error. You can follow my timeline, too, at Gary Hill Jr. to track it down. But, man, really, really impressive. It was a great ball game. It was up and down. Just so many aspects to it you have to love. You kind of stole one beating Sonny Gray and the ace of the staff, especially with your 5 matching up with their 1. You love that aspect. You love battling back twice to get it done. Carson Smith out of the pen was outstanding and ending in 2/3. He kept them off the board. Cruz swatting the giant home run. He had 3 hits in the ball game, and just the battle back to get even in the series. And at that point, you had Felix Hernandez waiting on Sunday. So let's turn to Sunday, and this turned out to be just as wild. This game was also crazy. So you had Felix Hernandez going against Jesse Hahn, who's good. Good young pitcher, just not a lot of games under his belt. But he shut the Mariners down last year when he was with the Padres, came over for Derek Norris from San Diego. So Felix Hernandez on the hill in the second inning got into a jam. But again, the Mariners defense coming up big at home plate.
Base is loaded. Here's the pitch. Redick, a swing and a ground ball slow roller out to Morrison. He's got it. He's going to fire to the plate, and it's going to be in time for the force on Billy Butler. Logan Morrison charging that slow roller along the first base side. Heads up play. It would have been mighty tough to get an out at first, but he kept right on coming. He fired to Zunino in time, and Butler is out at the plate for the second out of the inning.
Now, speaking of Zunino, he and Felix turned an just an amazing double play, one that you never, never, ever, ever see.
Two balls and two strikes to Canna. There goes Fold, the pitch. Swinging a pop-up off the hands, foul ground. Zunino rips off the mask, rips off the helmet, over by the camera well. He tracks it down, makes a catch, throws to first base, and Phoenix is there covering, and they get Fold. It's a double play. Zunino was on the warning track in front of the dugout on the first base side. He makes the basket catch. He spins his hips. He throws a low strike to first. The King was covering, and Fold is retired. He still can't believe it.
That's your 2-1 double play that the Mariners turned. And so Felix, he goes three scoreless, but in the fourth inning, the A's get to him. They put three on the board. The King only ends up going five innings in this one, eight hits, three runs, all earned, two walks and a strikeout. And as it turned out, he left with a couple of health issues. Here's the King after the game, though, talking about those issues and then reassuring everyone he's making his next start.
Well, the ankle was in the first inning when I catch the ground ball. And then I think when I made that play in first, with the fly ball we see, they throw, I think I stretched a little too much. And then when I start running to back out of the third base, and I feel a little tight in my leg, my right leg.
Good play at first base, though. Nice 2-1 double play.
Trying to be good, you know? Just kidding. Yeah, I want to try to get as many outs as I can.
After all that, Felix, you were still in a good position there.
I was okay, you know. I'm like, it was not one of the better days, but you know, I'm just trying to make good pitches. I was up, and I was not getting ahead of the hitters, and I was making a lot of mistakes.
How concerned are you?
No,
not at all.
Not at all.
Did you put any ice on it?
I put ice and stim, and I think they say I'm gonna be ready.
Both the ankle and the leg?
No, just my leg.
Was it hard to push off? Is that why you were up a little bit?
Yeah, it was hard, and I was like jumping too much, trying to get power when I was not getting any power from my legs.
What are you making these last two wins? Pretty impressive for you guys to be able to battle back.
That's pretty good, man. That's pretty good. I mean, I know I believe in these guys. This offense is pretty good, so I know it's gonna click. And we're going to win a lot of games.
You come out of the game and you see those two big home runs. So it's kind of a different look for you guys.
It's a different look. I mean, we're a different team. I mean, we can score different ways. We can score with a homer. We can score with speed. We look pretty good.
What are the chances that you make in the next start?
100%. 100%.
That's what I want to hear.
100%.
So there it is, 100%. He repeated it a few times. Also, "we're a different team," quote in there, which I thought was pretty interesting as well, especially given the fireworks that would come later. So Felix leaves after five, but before he left, the Mariners would get busy on offense. Picture this. Jesse Hahn was just mowing through the lineup. The Mariners 0 for 15 in the first five innings, five no-hit innings. And the sixth inning, everything would change. The Mariners, they get a run. Brad Miller with a nice job of lifting one to the outfield to drive home a run on a sac fly. And then off the bat of Robinson Cano, the Mariners take advantage of an A's mistake.
Two on, two down. Hahn turns, tosses, swinging. This is scorched to right field. Dropping. And it's bobbled. Almost caught by Reddick, who loses it. Zunino scores right behind him. Here comes Austin Jackson. And with that, this game is tied in the sixth inning.
So the Mariners tied at that point, and then a big at-bat. Hahn is still in, the righty, and Bob Melvin has a lefty, O'Flaherty, warming up in the bullpen. Kyle Seager is right there. He's at the plate. Bob Melvin elects to keep Hahn in, so righty facing the lefty, and Seager makes the A's pay.
Hahn turns, delivers, swing, and a line drive right up the middle, and it falls in for a base hit. Here comes Cano. He hits second base. The throw comes in. The tag applied, and Cano is safe. Seager down to second. Cruz into third, and Kyle Seager has given the Mariners the lead with two outs in this sixth inning. It's now 4-3 Mariners with a play at the plate, which was oh so close.
The Mariners were trailing 3-0 without a hit, and just like that, four runs on the board. They had a 4-3 lead, and they would extend the lead the next inning. Ricky Weeks coming up as a pinch hitter. It was Ackley and Zunino who got things rolling in the sixth inning, both getting on base. They did it again in the seventh inning, getting on base to lead off the inning. Both of them, Ackley and Zunino, great ball games yesterday. And then Ricky Weeks coming up as a pinch hitter, landing a big blow.
The wind, the pitch. Swing and a stroke into center field with some distance. Fold sprinting back to the warning track. Fold looks up, and this just gets over the fence. It's a three-run homer. Straightaway center field, Ricky Weeks. How about that for a pinch hitter? The Mariners have blown this one open. It's now 7-3 Mariners with two outs in the seventh. Bob Melvin had the right-hander Scribner warming up, but he stayed with O'Flaherty, the lefty, and Ricky Weeks makes him pay.
Yeah, Mariners burned him twice. Ricky Weeks, three-run bomb. The M's had one pinch hit home run last season. Remember Stefan Romero against the Atlanta Braves in early June? Well, they have one on the board this season so far as Ricky Weeks goes yard. The Mariners blow it open at that point, a four-run advantage, but the A's would not go quietly. Fernando Rodney, the closer on in a non-save situation in the ninth inning, a four-run lead for the M's, but he struggled with his command, and the A's fight back.
Here's the stretch, and the 0-1 to Sogard. Swing and a line drive, base hit into left center field. The A's have tied it. Up of the ball is Ackley. The throw to second, cut off by Miller. Sogard with an RBI single, scoring Canna, and the A's have tied the game at 7-7 here in the bottom of the ninth.
7-7. Mariners would get out of it. It would go to the 10th inning, extra innings. The day before, the Mariners won in 11, the series on the line, trying to get another victory in extra innings after the A's score four in the bottom of the ninth to tie up the score. So here's the situation. Two outs, 10th inning. Tyler Clippard is on. He's been one of the best setup men in the game the last few years for Washington. He is death to right-handed hitters. He's been simply amazing against right-handed hitters, especially. So righties against Clippard last year, for example, batted .130 with two home runs all of last season. Justin Upton hit a home run on April 11th, 2014 against Clippard. He was the last right-handed hitter to hit a home run against Clippard. Nearly a year to the day, a year and one day later, Nelson Cruz striding to the plate the day before with two outs, hitting a home run, a three-run blast in the eighth inning to give the Mariners the lead. And here he is once again, a scenario with two outs in extra innings against a brutally tough right-handed pitcher. And what does he do?
The pitch swing, and this is muscle deep left field. Zobra's back. He is at the wall. He leaps, and he cannot make the catch because that is over the fence for a home run. Nelson Cruz home runs back-to-back days, and that's an awfully big one for Nelly Cruz. He gives the Mariners a one-run lead here in the 10th inning. It's 8-7 Mariners.
This is my boomstick.
There it was, back-to-back days, homers to give the Mariners leads late in a ball game with two outs. He does it again, drives it out. The Mariners have the lead. Medina comes on to try and close it down, and close it down he would do.
Medina turns, tosses, swinging a little fister. A one-hopper right there to Brad Miller, takes it by the hip, throws a missile to first base in time for the out. Semien retired. Medina comes on to the 10th inning and retires the A's in order.
8-7 win for the M's in extra innings. They win in 11 on Saturday and 10 on Sunday, and they take the series. Incredible roller coaster ride of a series, and the Mariners win. Now back to .500 at 3-3 overall, but boy, if these games are anything like the battles are going to be against Oakland this year, these are going to be a lot of fun. Maybe heart-wrenching at times, but a lot of fun as the Mariners come out on top. And I thought Lloyd McClendon, after both games, had a lot of great things to say about the way this team battled back. And I think, judging by all the reaction I got from the tweets after the ball game, from the texts after the ball game, that's what struck people the most coming out of this weekend, is just resiliency, tenacity, and the fact that this team just battled for two games to fight and get the win. And that's what Lloyd McClendon talked about after both games.
Great day for the Mariners.
Power's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yeah. No kidding.
You see the same fight that you saw last night?
Sure. I mean, you know, on several different counts today, we probably should have lost that game. And it's the type of game where, you know, it's easy to lay down and say, okay, you know, we'll get him tomorrow. But that guy's really battled and toughened it out under very, very tough circumstances, and we came away with a win.
So that was Lloyd after yesterday's ball game. What about after Saturday? A lot of the same thoughts.
Yeah, you know, last night we got punched in the face, and we got hit in the mouth today as well. But I thought our guys rebounded and did a little punching of their own. This shows the type of fortitude that this club has.
So there is punched in the mouth, but they punched back. There it is. As what a weekend as they take 2 of 3 from the Oakland A's. Taking on the Dodgers starting tonight. We'll preview that series coming up. But I thought one of the huge keys, clearly because it saved the ballgame on Saturday, was that relay play home. Again, if you haven't seen it, check it out, Mariners.com. But Shannon Dreher put a great piece together on what it took to get that relay done and save the ballgame for the Mariners on Saturday. Here it is.
Olsen holds that ball on the backside of his belt, takes a peek at first base. Zobrist held by Morrison. Olsen deals. Swinging a high fly ball, tailing towards the gap in left center field. Austin Jackson on the move, can't get to it, it's off the wall. Here comes Zobrist, he's into third, he's getting waved home. Miller's throw to the plate, and the tag applied, and they got him. Zobrist is out at home. We're still playing here in the 10th. Davis at third base, Jackson to Miller to Zunino. And it was there just in time for the out.
Now the Mariners don't make that play, it's game over. Oakland wins and Tyler Olsen, who had a front row seat for the play, takes his first big league loss. Instead, he gets his first win.
It was crazy, you know, just seeing it unfold, you know, the whole thing. I saw where the runner was as the throw was coming in. I knew we had a shot, so I'm just glad that we got it.
Austin Jackson started the play, getting a good read on the ball and positioning himself to make the bare hand catch off the wall and quick throw.
What a relay by Brad Miller. He was the cutoff man out there in left center field. Got the throw from Austin Jackson. He threw a one-hop strike into Mike Zunino right on line. And he gets the tag on Zobrist trying to score the winning run.
For Miller, it was about seeing the play before it happened.
With Zobrist runner on first base, you know, extra innings like that, I'm thinking four the whole way, especially ball off the wall like that. He did a great job, I thought, getting it to me quick. You know, that's probably why, you know, he kept the throw low, which is totally fine. You know, a lot better than high. So he did a good job just spinning and throwing with whatever he had. And but honestly, you know, the whole time, my mindset said, hey, I'm going four. So, and then Z, I mean, that was not an easy scoop. You kind of want to give him, you know, maybe a little bit more of a long hop, but he did a great job. You know, it was a big play for us.
Mike Zunino, who entered the game in the bottom of the eighth inning, handled the throw beautifully.
And what a tag by Zunino, because that ball, looking to the replay, came up on him. He was able to make that great catch and get the tag on Zobrist.
Yeah, it's something that we work on, you mean, quite a bit. You mean, whether we're at a new stadium and we have batting practice, something that we'll throw cuts and relays. And you mean, it's sort of a thing where you want to hop in front of you, because if you have to leave your feet, you don't have a chance. And Miller did a good job of giving me a good long hop, and I was able just to stick in and put the tag on the guy.
A little bit more than that. Set, block, catch the ball, and be ready for the collision.
Yeah, with that play there, I mean, you just have to play it as it is. I mean, if he scores, they win the game. So, I mean, I'm just trying to hold my ground as long as I could. Did what I always do. I mean, point the left foot down the line, and it was luckily enough to have to throw that beat him, and I was able to go in front of the plate from there.
Zobrist out, and not by chance, according to Lloyd McClendon.
God knows we worked on that relay stuff enough in spring training. And it was a great throw and a great pick by Zunino. Unlike the one in spring training that caused us to work more and more. So, but I'm glad we put the work in because it paid off.
Outstanding piece on a really key play over the weekend. Again, the Mariners take 2 of 3 from the A's. We'll talk about the Dodgers here in a couple of minutes. First thing first, let's welcome back Charlie Furbush. It's time for Bullpen Banter. His guest this time around, Taijuan Walker.
Hey, 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 hey! We're back. I can't believe we're back. We're back on this special great edition of Bullpen Banter. With my special guest, Taijuan Walker. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm doing really good.
This is a really special day for me. No, I don't know if you knew this. We've been on Bullpen Bender for a while. First time of the year here in the O.co Coliseum, but more importantly, it's my birthday today. Can you believe it? Can you believe that it's a birthday Bullpen Banter? Triple B right there?
Happy birthday, man. What are you, 22? 23?
23. Oh, do you want to sing me happy birthday right now? No.
I would, but my throat's a little scratchy right now.
Okay. All right.
It's early. Yeah.
Well, if I were to say that I wanted to go karaokeing later, would you go with me?
I mean, I'll show up and support you. I might not sing, but I'll cheer for you.
Okay. Do you have a song you recommend that I sing? Do you think my voice would really propel into another level, maybe? Maybe it'd really blow some minds?
Yeah. Maybe a Alicia Keys song, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. No one. Yeah, something
okay,
like that.
Okay, all right. Yeah, something. Maybe, all right, that'll be the love song. What about some? What about like the dance song?
We could go with Baby Got Back, you know?
Oh, yeah. So yeah, that's pretty good.
Ice Baby. I feel like that's more you right there.
Yeah, I mean, Ice Baby, I could do it. Yeah. Maybe I was thinking maybe like the Macarena. I can speak a little Spanish too, you know. Enough about that jazz and my birthday. You know, it only happens once a year. It's not really special or anything, right? Bullpen Banter happens every week. Oh, anyways, Ty, where did you grow up? Where did you, you know, start your life?
Yucaipa, California.
How do you spell that?
Yucaipa.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I'm from Yucaipa.
Okay, all right. Wonderful. And we are in the wonderful state of California, San Francisco. And Yucaipa is closer to L.A., I take it?
It is, yeah, a lot closer. It's about a six-hour drive from here.
How far are you from the beach?
Like an hour. I'm an hour from everything, the desert, the mountains, the beach. I'm like in the middle of everything.
Wow, it sounds like paradise and places that in the middle of everything that I've never heard of.
Paradise, you know, but it's cool.
It's cool. It's where you're from. Absolutely. I totally get it. You've been in the big leagues for a little bit. Give me your, let's go, best stadium, worst stadium. And that could be a variety of opinions. It doesn't have to be mound. It could be dugout. It could be clubhouse. It could be city. It could be fans. It could be whatever. Give me the best and worst.
Best?
Obviously Safeco in Seattle.
Yeah. Duh. Oh, yeah. Duh. Number one. So let's go number two. Number two. I like Toronto. I like the city of Toronto. The stadium's pretty cool. Kind of reminds me of Safeco.
Absolutely. I will concur with you on that one.
Yeah, and then I'm just not a fan of Oakland. You know, one, it's Oakland. Two, the Raiders play here, and, like, who likes the Raiders, you know?
totally, man. I mean, you think, you know, this is the only dual stadium left in the country, you know, where they do two major sports here. And I mean, I couldn't imagine being a running back having to run on the infield and then turn into grass. I feel like I'd want to just keep going and round three, score a run, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely. I mean, and they got to build up the bullpen mounds every time. I think that's where the field goals are.
Yep. Yeah, that's too much. That's too much work.
It actually, a little secret down here, down in the bullpen, there's we have a little drain down there. You can't really see it, but boy, does it smell. What other sports did you play as a kid? I believe I saw a sweet video of a 360 reverse dunk between the legs backflip, something like that.
Yeah. I didn't do the backflip part, but everything else, it was in there, yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah, I played basketball. It was one of my favorite sports. I played football growing up, too. That was actually my second sport I played. And I was probably the best at football and basketball. And then baseball came later.
Did you participate in a March Madness bracket pool this year?
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it. It was.
Let's just say I donated my money.
You did.
Times. It was that bad.
Three times.
Who? All right, give me your first bracket. Who'd you pick for? Who'd you pick to win it?
Well, the first bracket I had Duke winning it, or U of A winning it all.
U of A, you got the Wildcats.
Yes, I had.
Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. But then
sorry about that.
I did the bracket. I got stuck with Virginia. They didn't want to cover the spread for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Really,
I don't know. Yeah, you probably should have told them before the game.
Yeah, and then the second time I got UCLA, and they were just like, you know what, let's just one and done. You know, let's make him lose his money.
Yeah. That's not our money.
Tough loss for UCLA. I think that's going to wrap it up for our first annual edition of Bullpen Banter, and it's a birthday edition. Happy birthday to me. Am I allowed to say that? I want a happy birthday
happy
myself
birthday
right now.
Yourself. Yep, happy birthday.
Absolutely. Charles.
All right.
Love you.
Thanks, brother.
All right, well, we'll catch you guys next week on another edition of Bullpen Banter.
There it was. It's great to have Bullpen Banter back. You'll hear it every Monday throughout the season here on the podcast. Now, we'll get to the week that was to end things in just a couple of minutes. I think you'll like it, so stick around for that. First, let's talk about the Dodgers. So, starting tonight, 7:10 first pitch, and then Tuesday 7:10, Wednesday 7:10. Here's how the series lays out, and it's funny, the Dodgers and Mariners getting together. No Kershaw for the Dodgers, no Felix for the Mariners in the three-game set. No Greinke either, so kind of a stroke of luck in terms of when these teams are meeting. So here's how it lays out. Paxton is going to go tonight, and Brandon McCarthy, the veteran, will go for L.A. He struggled in his first start, 1-0, a 7.20 ERA. Iwakuma on Tuesday will pitch probably against Scott Baker. It hasn't been made official yet, but it's looking like it's going to be Scott Baker. And then Taijuan Walker will pitch on Wednesday, the finale. And then Brett Anderson, former Oakland A, and Colorado Rocky, will pitch for the Dodgers, the lefty, 4.50 ERA, no record on Wednesday. Off day on Thursday, and then it's home for a long homestand. We're going to talk about that homestand coming up quite a bit later on this week in the podcast. Kevin Martinez will be around to preview it as well. So we'll take a close look at the homestand coming up later in the week. But that's how the Dodgers series sets up. What a week it's been from opening day to the wild weekend against the Oakland A's. And here it is, the week that was. This takes you from opening day till Saturday. Enjoy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. So long.
Someone once said, you don't grip a baseball. A baseball grips you.
Pitching for the Mariners, warming up in the bullpen. Number 34, Felix Hernandez.
The 0-2 to Calhoun, and it's strike three called. Felix Hernandez with three pitches. Strikes out Cole Calhoun. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a changeup in the dirt. Felix Hernandez strikes out Mike Trout. Felix the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him at 91 miles an hour. Trout down swinging for the second straight at bat. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Ninth punch out for the King here on opening day. He whips Matt Joyce. He gets him for the second time. Here comes the Kings. 2-2. And it is strike three called. Took a while there for Larry Vanover. He thought about it, but he gives Felix his 10th strikeout. And the King, on opening day 2015, has allowed only one run on just two hits over the first seven innings, and he struck out 10.
It fills our days and brightens our nights. Over the course of a season and the span of a lifetime.
Rodney ready, and the 0-2 to Freeze, swinging a ground ball to Morrison at first, steps on the bag, one, the throw down to Miller, and the tag at second on Joyce, and this ball game is over. A 3-6 double play, and on opening day, the Mariners win it. 4-1 over the Angels, and Fernando Rodney shoots that arrow high in the sky, his first arrow on the way here in 2015.
And that was unbelievable. I mean, it was a great experience. And I'm glad we started here. The crowd was unreal. It was amazing. When I just walked to the bullpen, these people started yelling. And when I came out, I get chills sometimes. And today was one of those days.
We share hope, drama, and joy.
Here's the pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball to third. Seager's got it. The throw to second, one, the relay to first, in time, double play. How about that for the kid, Tyler Olson? One pitch in the big leagues, and he gets two outs.
Just a lot of butterflies, you know, getting out on that field, coming in from the bullpen. I didn't think I was ever going to get to the bullpen. It felt like it was 500 feet away.
It brings us all closer together, nine innings at a time.
Jay Happ has pushed cruise control now for the last four-plus innings. He has retired the last 13 Oakland A's hitters in order.
You know, last night we got punched to the face, and we got hit in the mouth today as well. But I thought our guys rebounded and did a little punching of their own. This shows the type of fortitude that this club has.
And the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a well-hit ball deep to left field. Going, going, goodbye baseball, way out of here. Nelson Cruz with his first home run in the Mariner uniform, giving the Mariners a 4-2. 3-2 lead in the ball game here in the top of the eighth inning. Holy smokes! A three-run drive, and this one was way out of here to straightaway left field. Three runs are in with two outs, and it's now the Mariners 4, the Athletics 2, and Nelson Cruz, you picked a great spot for your first Mariner home run. Wow.
This is my boomstick.
Olson deals, swinging a high fly ball, tailing towards the gap in left center field. Austin Jackson on the move, can't get to it, it's off the wall. Here comes Obrist, he's into third, he's getting waved home. Miller's throw to the plate, and the tag applied, and they got him. Obrist is out at home. The left-handers look back at the 1-0 pitch to Miller, swinging a line drive, base hit down the left field line. Here comes Morrison, rounding third, he'll score. The ball all the way to the wall. Miller into second base with an RBI double, and the Mariners regain the lead here in the top of the 11th inning. What an afternoon for Brad Miller. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch, swinging a one-hopper to third. Seager's got it. Toss across. This should do it, and the ball game is over. The Mariners win it in extra innings. A final score of 5-4 over the Oakland Athletics.
It's the game we live. It's the game we love. Welcome back, baseball. Welcome back.
See you later!